Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I wanted to tell you one good story, and it's one that you may have already heard about Chicago. We could use one these days. And that is the story about Jamal Cole. Jamal Cole is a man here in Chicago who tweeted on Thursday, I think it was, or Friday, "Chicago, I need 10 volunteers to help me shovel for seniors tomorrow. I'm getting too many emails from elderly folks that need help. Meet me at 79th Street Red Line stop at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I got hoodies, hats, and lunch for anybody that comes through. Hashtag for my block." 22,000 people shared that, 64,000 times it was liked, and hundreds of people showed up at that Red Line stop. He had said also online or on Twitter that he's got a van and he's got room for about 15 folks, but people showed up with their own shovels, some of them with their own vehicles, and some of them with their legs just saying, "Okay, where do you want me to shovel?" I don't know much about his organization. It's called My Block, My Hood, My City. Jamal's on line 7. Jamal, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today. How are you?
Congratulations, man. Good for you. I'm so glad you did that.
Well, thank you, man. It's something I've been doing every year. Actually, I live in Chatham on the south side of Chicago, and Chatham has 70% population of seniors. And, you know, when the city gets overwhelmed by Mother Nature, a lot of them have asthma. You know, seniors are using walking chairs. I'm not going to have them out there shoveling their own snow. So it was just an innocent tweet to say, "Hey, guys, you want to show up at the Red Line station? I know about 30 seniors that need help." And, I woke up in the morning. It was 60,000 likes. That's how it went.
So in the past, you'd put this out and you'd get 20 people. I wonder why you got 20,000 likes this time. I mean, what caused it to tip this year?
Well, I mean, I'm just diligent. You know, I've been working hard through my organization, My Block, My Hood, My City. You know, this is actually through our One Block at a Time initiative. So, you know, throughout the course of the year, we've been, you know, painting fences for veteran centers. We've been spreading mulch in urban gardens. You know, we get involved at block level issues one block at a time. But this is something easy that we can do. It's what I preach. What's something easy you can do that'll have a positive impact in your block? And that's kind of like why I think it resonated with Chicago residents. This is easy. Everybody can. You don't have to have a master's degree to shovel your neighbor's snow, you know?
My Block, My Hood, My City. Tell me about that. What is that?
Well, a lot of teenagers in Chicago have never been downtown. They've never seen the lake. They never waved for a taxi. Teenagers from the south and west sides, you know, they order their food through bulletproof glass windows, and it's really tragic. And so what I do is I take teenagers from these under-resourced communities, and I take them outside of their comfort zone and expose them to different cultures, different professions, different cuisines. So we work with 120 teenagers a month, 15 per school, about 8 schools. And we take them on the after-school explorers program. We expose them to places like Google, or we'll go to Pandora and do advertisements. We might go to Northern Trust and learn about the different jobs or professions you can have at a bank. We just expose them to a world bigger than their block or their neighborhood, and we call it My Block, My Hood, My City.
Have you taken them to WGN Radio yet?
Not yet. I'd love to, man. Is that an invite? We got expiration with 15 students that would love to come, for real.
My friend, that's going to happen. I mean, you know, you think about it, and I'm not tooting my own horn here, but shoot, this is one of the biggest news talk radio stations in the United States. It's just up Michigan Avenue from you guys, but, you know, that road is too long sometimes, isn't it?
Man, you're 100% right. A lot of people have never been further south than the White Sox Stadium, and a lot of people, you know, hardly ever come downtown, but, you know, Chicago's the best city in the world. We have some of the best architecture, food, music in the world. I just think people need to step outside of their comfort zones and explore more.
So folks show up to shovel for you, and there you are. I saw a video. You're handing out. By the way, did you see you were one of the top stories on CNN today? There you are handing out these brand new shovels, and I'm thinking, where does the guy get the money for the shovels? Where did the guy get the money for the shovels, Jamal?
For my personal money, I went right to the I went to Lowe's. I mean, I had 10 from last year. So every year, you know, I had 10 in my garage. But this time, you know, when 100-something people showed up, I just went straight to Lowe's, man, and I paid for it. I asked for donations at formyblock.org, and people went online and they donated. And I was able to buy at least 15 more shovels. So now, you know, I have my wife's going to kill me because I got about 30 shovels in
the Right. So that was a good idea for that one day. But now I've got 35 shovels in the garage.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to be able to, that was like mobilizing. We need to organize it and where we can serve more people and be more efficient. So, you know, I'm a small organization. I'm a nonprofit small. Just two full-time staff, two part-time staff. We are trying to expand to serve more people more efficiently. And we'll be ready for the next storm, but we need support. So we appreciate all donations.
You know what I think, too, is that organizations like yours, I've known about it as long as you and I are talking here, Jamal, but what I'm hearing and what I've always believed is that I could give to United Way, and I do. I could give to the Salvation Army, and I do. But I really like giving it to a guy who is right there. You know, I mean, like, I'll run over to Lowe's, get shovels, we'll shovel, and boom, that just happened. I'll throw the kids in the van, and boom, we'll take them to WGN, and that will happen. It's streamlined. Yeah. It's very local. And I'm all for giving at that level, too.
Man, it's who I am. You know, Chicago reflects who I am. I know I have a responsibility to what it is. But, yeah, man, it's like, instead of talking, complaining, saying the city is messed up, the weather is messed up, it's like, what can I do about it? And that's just how I know I can create a Facebook page for a Black Love Association. I know I can take a teenager on an educational field trip. This, you know, I view democracy from the block level outward as opposed to depending on big city to always help us out.
So, well, what do you do for a living? Are you a preacher? You said I preach that. Are you a pastor?
No, sir. I run my block here in my city. I'm a founder and executive director of this organization. And again, we serve 8 schools a month, and we have 120 teenagers that we take on educational field trips. So, you know, we work with Robeson High School in Inglewood. We work with Senn High School in Edgewater. We work with Collins Academy in North Lawndale, and 15 teenagers from school. And we take them after school field trips, you can say, but we expose them to different jobs. That's what I do full time.
I got news for you. You're a preacher, man.
You know what?
All right, so Jamal, I want to give you $57. How do I do that? What's the best way for my audience to donate to you so that we can further your efforts? What do you need, and where do I go to get it?
You go to formyblock.org. That's formyblock.org, and you can donate right from there. And we have great merchandise, great apparel, but you can also donate there to our Explorers program or our One Block at a Time initiative, which we are a 501c3 organization, and your donation is tax deductible. So
those hoodies and t-shirts are pretty cool. I'm looking at those too. The people shoveling have them on. It says My Block, My Hood, My City. That's the one that you're selling there. I could buy that or just make a straight up donation. And one more time, the website I'm going to go to do this?
formyblock.org. So formyblock.org.
formyblock.org. If you forget that or want to share it with a friend, I've got it here, formyblock.com. I'll also post that on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. All right, Jamal. God bless you. Anything else I can do for you?
No, you've been very helpful, man. I appreciate it. formyblock.org.
Hey, I said com, didn't I? formyblock.org.